side that's been advancing. Seems to have moved quite rapidly today, and the first elements have reached the point called the, we're told, on Duarte Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't heard an awful lot of noise lately, and but that's the latest as of about an hour ago.
Mm-hmm.
Second, on our 1801,
mm-hmm.
The man in the third sentence is okay.
Good.
And he initially said, I'll do it if other people will do it. And we said, that doesn't make sense because this one is in the class by itself.
This is the one mentioned this afternoon earlier.
No, that's a different. I'm talking about our 1801, which says, begins, which you had quite a talk with Cy about. Then you said for us to follow our own.
Oh, I see.
He agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Said he would talk to the man in the fourth sentence. We haven't yet heard that he has done so.
Mm-hmm.
To make the offer himself.
Mm-hmm.
Now on the conversation that was being planned when I talked to you before, it was agreed and it should have begun 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
We will obviously know a great deal more about the prospects of management after that.
Yeah.
That's all we have.
Okay, well, this is...
How are you all doing?
Still in session, but okay, proceed as you are doing.
Is there a decision, or is it...
Yeah, it's pretty well. I mean, say, you know, we've been in here for hours, and it's clear agreement to proceed as you are.
Now, I have two documents still in draft form, one of which might be a public statement by a friend of ours, the other of which represents some quite intimate discussions that would be very tightly held. I don't know when I'll get them to you, but overnight at the worst.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, if this first conversation works, by definition it won't be the last.
Yeah.
Neither of them is a plenipotentiary at this stage. We've worked this out on a matter of comradely honor so that the other people know that this person is going, but he clearly is going to have a conversation between gentlemen and not for any wider, deeper, you know, he's not able to commit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You mean,
I mean the man who was invited.
Yeah, the fellow who's,
fellow we had to go get.
Oh, I see what you mean. You mean that,
the man that I had to complicatedly find you a way of showing you who he was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, that's still proceeding, is it?
They're just beginning to talk as of now, unless something's going on.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, I don't think anything that happened here makes a difference in your strategy. Everything move along as planned.
Any indication as to what our public posture should be? Should we remain within doors?
As of now, it hadn't been possible to bring that up.
Right.
It's going to be, you know, I have to have peace and quiet.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have no personal urgencies about it. It's a question of whether properly handled it might be helpful to your noise levels up there.
That's right. Okay, and I'll take it up at the first propitious moment.
Okay, now I think that it may be useful. Let me ask you one more favor.
Sure.
I think it would be helpful. Are you still there?
Yes, sir.
It would be helpful if you would at least consider whether you wanted to put word down on the other place with the other man of this effort to build a bridge. I'm not sure I'm in favor of it, but it's worth thinking about.
You mean on the sound?
On the talk that we've been arranging. Maybe better to hear how it goes.
I would think so. I really would, yeah.
My judgment, too. That's Cy's judgment. He's right here. Cy is here. Bruce is here. If you want anything, Tap is here.
Well, I think I'd better get back in this and see how it ends up. And
all right, get out of your hair. Sorry.
That's all right. Thank you very much.
Right.
Bye.